With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. I'm Jeff Clater, here again with J.G. John Groff. We are in the sanctuary of historic Messiah Lutheran Church at Grand and Pestalozzi in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Wednesday, and the focus is my daily callings.
This winter on the Daily Pattern, we're in a series called One Word. Each day we'll take one word, a feeling or circumstance, and bring a word from God to it. Let the word of God speak to your life.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Making the sign of the cross, I say, O God, I have much to do today. I cannot fulfill all my responsibilities without divine assistance. You have given me purpose. You have called me to important work. And so I commence my work only by your name, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord into this time, into this space. Lord Jesus, you are the vine. I am a branch. Apart from you, I can do nothing. Stay with me. I want to abide in you and bear fruit with my life. I confess my sins. Lord, there is much in me that needs reform. O gracious God, remove my guilt and pollution. Restore all that I have spoiled. Wash away my sin, but not simply to leave a vacant space. Fill my forgiven heart with sacred gifts and a holy compulsion to do your will. Form me into the likeness of Jesus. Wipe clear a clean slate, and then mark it with holy handwriting. Redeem my unworthiness, that you may be glorified in my being. I would be nothing. Be thou all in all. Amen.
Our reading today is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Our meditation today is on the word school and was written by Grace Herzog. As a 16-year-old, school is embedded into my everyday life. I wake up and go to high school at 8 a.m., and I leave sometime around 3 to 6 p.m., just depending on the day. Ironically, for most students, the best part of school is when there is no school at all. For many students, summer break is the most anticipated event throughout the entire year. However, when summer break does start, for the first few days when I don't have much to do, I frequently find myself lost and bored. Because the primary goal of school is to learn, whether it's about the tangent of a right triangle or the hidden meanings in Shakespeare's plays, a student's everyday life consists of acquiring new knowledge. So when the learning stops and when summer break begins, my schedule becomes disrupted. Not being taught up front results in me forgetting almost everything I learned the year prior by the time I go back to school in the fall. Naturally, this is very frustrating to experience, especially for teachers who often spend the first month or so reviewing old material. I think the concept of forgetting concepts in school after a break can be applied to our Christian faith. We learn something new about God on Sunday morning and take a week-long pause until we show up the next Sunday, forgetful of what we learned last time. Imagine this from the perspective of God, who wants us to learn more only to find us in a continuous cycle of relearning. The solution many teachers come up with to encourage students to learn is assignments to work on over the summer break. This way, students can practice the concept they've learned in school. Paul expresses the importance of practice in Philippians, asking the Christians of the Philippian church to practice the things they learned and received and heard from him. Only when we practice will we be able to grow in our faith with the Lord. For how can we reflect Jesus Christ in our own lives when the only time we learn is once a week? We pray. Dear Lord, guide me this week and every week of my life to not take a break from learning more about you. Instead, help me practice what I've heard from you. Help me to take the messages I hear each Sunday and apply them to my own life. Amen.
O Lord, you have given me daily callings, responsibilities, tasks, important work to do. Lord, these are God-given, and so I ask you for your guidance in my daily callings. O Lord, for my occupation. Lord, for growth in my career. For my callings at home, as spouse or son or daughter or brother or sister. Lord, I pray for my work, whatever it may be, that it's good for others and that it's an extension of your love and care. Lord, I pray for my work that it's not a paycheck, but it's for you. It's not for comfort, but it's to be useful to others. So, Lord, I pray, no profit, no pride, no prestige, just work that is good for you and for others. Lord, I pray for the unemployed, those who lack meaningful work. I pray for those who lack direction. Lord, I pray for discernment, that if you want me to pursue another calling, another task, that you would make that clear and irrefutable, for I want to serve you, Lord. You are the vine. I am a branch. I can do nothing apart from you. In Jesus' name, amen.